Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the Gospel. He began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and on the third day be raised. Sermon is titled The Christ of the Cross. We do not only need the cross of Christ, we need the Christ of the cross. Yeah, there's a difference. The cross of Christ, well, that's the normal way of saying it. We need the cross of Christ because we need forgiveness, because of the seriousness of sin, because the world all around us and the world all within us, both parts, is completely messed up. Because we have gone wrong. And we have gone wrong in so many ways we could not hope to figure them out and straighten them out, or to sort out our world and ourselves and make everything right. We need the cross of Christ. We also need the Christ of the cross, and maybe that's even more so than the other way around of saying it. Why is that? Because I need something that no doctor, no government can provide. No movement, no philosophy, no medical science, no science in general can provide what I need. And this is what Paul and countless others have said in countless different ways, standing before every human authority imaginable. Oh, they can promise and they can threaten. They can threaten suffering, imprisonment, taking away every worldly good and even death. They can threaten. They can promise wealth, prosperity, rewards, praise, fame. They can promise care from the cradle to the grave, but then what? And to say it very, very pointedly, can any of those authorities take my cold, dead body decaying in the grave and give a promise that will do me any good then? They don't even try. But the fact is, I know somebody who can. And that is why I need the Christ of the cross. And the Christ of the tomb. And the Christ of the empty tomb. I need something that no doctor can give and no doctor would even dare to promise. I need something no amount of money or strength or physical stamina or intellect or length of years in this world can give. I need something that will be there when all of my money, all of my strength and health, and every doctor I can possibly turn to has completely failed. I need the Christ of the cross. I need the one who goes where no one else will go. I need the one who sees my ruin, sees it in full measure, and heads there. I need the only one who can look at a corrupt and dying human being, because that is what I am. Who looks at a corrupt and dying human being and doesn't back away, either not knowing what to say or backing away horrified at the decay outside and the ugliness inside, but instead says, that is exactly what I came to take and share and handle and put on myself and carry off to the place of the curse. I need the Christ of the cross. With Jesus, there is a cross, and there will be a taking up of a cross if we are following him. There is no way around it, because the world is not walking with God, and if you will acknowledge and if you will confess him as your friend, as your Savior, you will be out of step with the world. But tell me, any other person, movement, government, or authority that can carry the promises that Jesus carries? Any of them? Any other person or authority that would even dare to make the promise that they will carry your death in their own flesh, and when that death comes upon you, they will make it their own and undo it by the power of their word and the victory that they will have won in their own flesh. No one else would even try to make such a promise or claim. But that is exactly what Jesus promises, because he is the Christ of the cross. So that when everything has fallen apart, including your health and strength and body, including your inner soul, he is the only one who is there and can be there and can put you back together, literally. Christians down through the ages, standing in front of every imaginable kind of authority, have asked very pointedly, can you do that? If not, then why should I listen to you or fear you? I know to whom I have given my allegiance. And I know he is able to keep until that day what I have entrusted to him. Oh, with Jesus, there will come a cross. There comes a cross for every Christian. But do you know the reason for this? The reason is because with you comes a cross. And it was the real thing. A cross that involved being forsaken by his Father, being completely abandoned, and having the sin of the whole world poured out on him and having to endure the punishment for billions and billions, billions of sins that he did not commit. Human reason cannot understand this, but these are the ways of God. It is to weigh things in the balance and decide that he will prize you and prize your soul and your salvation more highly than his life, comfort, and crown. In order to earn salvation, to win eternal life for us, there was a price, and that price was to be paid in the suffering and death of the Son of God. So Jesus had a choice. What he chose was salvation. To earn eternal life through the forgiveness of sins, and that meant the cross. The cross is the mark of his care, so that he is the Christ of the cross. It is the sign that the most important thing in the universe to God is a relationship with you, with every human being on this planet. With Jesus, there comes a cross, but you do not want to turn away, because hidden in that cross, in the cross of Jesus, is life. Paul said he wanted to be joined to Christ in his suffering, that he might be joined with him in his resurrection. And it comes to us through the Word of God that brings the death and burial and life of Jesus to our souls, connected with the words and promises of God that God places within us, and by those words and promises, he puts his eternity within. It comes to us in our baptism. As Paul said, baptism is a burial and death. We were buried with Christ in baptism in order that just as he was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. It comes to us in the meal, in communion, because that is a joining together in the blood of Christ. Paul again. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus comes to us with a cross. It is the cross that was made necessary because of our falling away. It is the cross purchasing and winning us. It is the Christ of the cross who calls us his own. And as he calls us his own, he gives promises that are eternal. We want this Christ of the cross, because in this Christ of the cross, we have the Christ of the empty tomb and the Christ of the glories of heaven. And the Christ of calling us his own, his friends. Down south, on Friday, I got to do the funeral of a friend, Russell Healy, and it struck me. I could say, my friend Russ, because that was what Jesus said. He says, my friend, and names your name. In Jesus' name, amen.